Jim Lucier with Norwest Venture Partners.
That's right. We met at the August Capital Party with Jennifer Jones.
I told you my life story, and you didn't fall asleep. In fact, it seemed like you almost enjoyed it a little bit.
As a podcaster, I get used to that. I look interested, always.
You had me faked out.
So all the VCs here, I just interviewed First Round Capital, Josh and Howard. Okay, Mitch Kurtzman's here from Hummer Windblad. Norwest is a big firm.
Yes.
You guys are in the trenches. Nice. Norwest is a big firm. You guys do a lot of early deals, don't you?
We absolutely do. Probably 80% of what we do is first institutional round. And we actually show up and hang out with the entrepreneurs at events like this and have fun.
Yeah. So what's your strategy now? Demo's really a great group to get entrepreneurs together, get the trends together. As a VC, you got to come in. You don't have a lot of time to invest. I mean, a lot of these younger, early-stage firms like First Round Capital, they say pre-revenue, but the big firms like Norwest, you have a lot of money to deploy, pretty efficient at it. How do you attack that? How do you go out and look at deals?
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of networking. It's a matter of people that you know and people that you respect that bring great situations and great opportunities to you, and then what you do is, you know, work with them and help them to build great companies. So, you know, for example, we've got an entrepreneur that we really like, Srivat Sampath, who's CEO and founder of Mercora. He's got a service called Mercora, which is a radio social network that is going to be launching here at Demo Fall. He's been working on it for almost 2 years, and we're very excited about it. He was CEO of McAfee.com and founder of that, took it public.
McAfee, the security company?
McAfee, the security company.
So
the founder
of McAfee?
He was the founder of McAfee.com, which was the first online service that spun out of McAfee to do that, offering that to the consumer.
Yeah.
Took that public, got spun back into Network Associates, and he went off to found Mercora.
And seasoned entrepreneur.
So he's a seasoned entrepreneur. He's a proven guy that we know, and I knew him from back when I was running a division of Beyond.com. So it's people that you know, people that respect, that are out there doing new things, and you put them together with others you know and try to make something happen.
Talk about Norwest, because Norwest is a great firm, tier one. A lot of people don't know about Norwest. A lot of insiders do. You guys are a very quality firm. Entrepreneurs out there, tell them a little bit about what Norwest is all about. Obviously, the kind of networking you guys do, you have a hand in all the seasoned entrepreneurs. There's a lot of first-time entrepreneurs out there, young kids, the next media company, the next software on a service or whatever. Tell them about Norwest.
Yeah, so
as a firm.
So the firm has been around for a long time. We've got a deep track record in working with entrepreneurs to build great companies. We've invested in over 350 companies, and you know, some of the deals we're best known for, companies like PeopleSoft, Vantiv, Tivoli, Forte, Documentum, Extreme Networks, Brocade, Sierra. You know, just a long track record. We've got 8 partners in Palo Alto. We just finished raising a $650 million fund. We've got about 50 private companies and 20 public in our portfolio.
It's a small fund for a big firm. You guys are used to it. You've been over a billion, right?
We never drank that Kool-Aid. We always have sort of our 8th fund was 300, our 9th fund was 400, and we've gotten a little bigger with 650 so we can expand our scope into India and into Israel and expand internationally. But we really do believe in early stage investing. And I think one of the things that people say about us that differentiates us is that when you get one partner in Norwest involved in your company, you get all of us. We're collaborative. We team closely with the entrepreneur.
We
work the deals.
A lot of successes under your belt.
And we enjoy that. It's a collegial partnership. There's a lot of mutual respect. It's not sort of a bunch of one-off guys doing their own thing. We work together.
It's a tough firm to get into, actually, isn't it? I mean, you think about it. You're very selective on your investments.
And we do, but, we do work with up-and-coming entrepreneurs as well. I was just doing we're sponsors of the SD Forum, which is all about, it's a nonprofit that's all about fostering entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
We do events there where we get together and talk about with new entrepreneurs on what does it take to get the attention of a VC, and you know, what do you need in your executive summary and your business plan. And so, you know,
Jim, talk about a couple of issues that came up with Josh and Howard about the First Round Capital. You know, Josh gave his talk about, you know, his first company required $7 million or something like that. Second one cost less, and the third one less than $1 million. And that's a big bravado these days of a lot of the entrepreneurs. Oh, I don't need that much money. But on one hand, that may be true. But on the other hand, you mentioned India, Israel. It's a global economy. So yet the forces of success shift a bit. Talk about what it takes as an investor and as an entrepreneur to get, you know, reality around that. I mean, you're a professional investor.
Sure.
It may take a little bit of money to get started, but at the end of the day, the global deployment is a little bit heavier. Talk about that.
Well, I'm not going to say that that's crazy to start a company with a small amount of money. And again, I'll come back to Mercora. These guys have been one of the most frugal, capital-efficient entrepreneurs, and I think that is the key to one of the keys. You got to have a great product and you got to have a great idea, but going out and raising $50 million around it, in my mind, doesn't make any sense. Mercora has gotten to over 300 million page views a month, over 1.5 million unique users a month on 5 million in capital.
Wow.
And so, you know, I don't believe...
At the end of the day, it's execution.
It's all about having a great idea and working it hard and working it smart with the right people. And you don't need tens and twenties and $50 million worth of capital.
Talk about the scene here for the folks that are listening on audio. We're here in San Diego. Little moon action going on here. We're at the demo reception. Look around and just describe in your mind's eye so people can get a feel for the experience here.
So it's a gorgeous, beautiful evening in San Diego. We're out at the Sheraton, looking out over a marina full of some beautiful boats. The moon is a sliver at about 45 degrees. We're looking at the sun going down with clouds and a pink sky that looks like a gorgeous sunset. There's probably about 300, 400 people mingling around this cocktail party here.
Entrepreneurs,
all
VCs,
entrepreneurs,
dogs and cats living
VCs,
together.
Journalists.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a podcaster.
You're a podcaster.
I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to Columbia Journal School.
Another form of journalist.
I'm a documenter.
You know, people are talking.
The conversation.
People are moving around from table to table and talking, having some drinks, and having a good time.
Jim Lissier of Norwest, thank you so much.
Welcome.